KK4NXC. Where were you this morning?
I thought I had things were loose. I took it apart and got it jammed up in a light. And I forgot the stand's got a light in it. This fan, and it can't turn. They turn the light off. And I got the antenna jammed in the fan. And I went through this antenna to make sure I had it right. It is together at best. It's right.
Yes, man.
A stupid fan. Yeah, the blade, it must have jammed the freaking antenna. I was like, and then the nurse came late, and then it was a fun one.
The cat overslept.
Well, he left me alone this morning, too, on top of everything else. So I found out why I wasn't eating his food. I had to walk by my squirrel when it was next to his food. So he wouldn't eat his food, so I had to move the bar by on the other side.
I'm glad it's over.
I'll be glad this whole next month is over.
Will too. I'm looking forward to getting past all this.
The problem is, I just hate being one of the ones at risk like this, but there's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to live out the rest of my life just the way I always do. Whatever happens, happens. Ain't nothing I can do about it anyway.
Throw caution to the wind.
There's only so much you can do, and you know what? At the end of the day, you can't stay with everything. You can't stay away from life, and you got to function. If you can't function, what's the sense of living?
Function, you just got to take precaution, with your own health.
It only takes so much caution. It's there, it's going to be there. So I just got to hope, take my antibiotic for a while and try to get my body as strong as I can and hope for the best.
To that, you do what you can. And, you can only do what you can.
Said to me today, she said, you don't have a temperature today, you don't seem to be symptomatic. She said, you have some issues, but she said, you always had breathing issues, so you're not going to get around that. So, there's not much we can do.
You can't live in a plastic bubble.
If you're sick, just don't come over here playing football.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I had an employee come in sick today. I'd send him home.
He may have disease, he may not, but you don't know. And until you get tested, even they don't always know. And whether he has the antibodies built up, positive in the blood, all stuff, we don't know yet. So, that's a rough situation. I don't think he really thought about what he did.
Definitely didn't think about it, what he was doing.
At times I've had, years ago, I had nurses come into the hospital when I was in Connecticut many times, and they were sick themselves. I said, don't you think she should be home in bed?
Believe that.
That was? Danbury Hospital, Connecticut. Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm telling you, man, I could tell you stories. I don't want to say it on here because I don't want to say that. But if I talk to you in person sometime, I'll tell you the crap that went down with me. You won't believe it.
KK4NXC.
Your signal's pretty good. I got a little scratch in mine, but I think I got this antenna as good as I'm going to get it.
Coming in pretty clear. I think that fan actually tuned that thing up for you. You ought to stick it up in there one more time, but it sounds good.
Hard, I tightened every connection up. I went through everything right.
Nate, now I'm gonna have to get off of here. Good talking with you. I'm glad to know that you were okay this morning. You just had a little collision there with some fan blades. But you have a good evening, and I'll probably talk to you in the morning.
That's kind of funny. I started laughing. The darn thing, I dropped the C-clamp. That hit my leg. The antenna hit my leg. Antenna got stuck through the fan. I had it all half in one shot. And then I did it twice on top of it. Yeah, boy, I let it clear.
K4NXE.
And then when I shaved, I couldn't find a razor. I had to use a dull utility blade to try to do the shaving with. And then my hair was in the way, so I tried to cut that off, too. I used a scissors to cut half of that off, too. It was in my way. Okay, I'm clear.